Welcome to another episode of Sounds Reasonable to Me. This podcast is created and produced by IamReasonable.com, and I'm your host, CJ Sand. In this week's episode, we're going to explore why non-believers end up being like Mr. Cellophane when it comes to life and politics. Now, Mr. Cellophane is the classic song from the musical Chicago. The character that's singing it is the poor sap who is married to the unfaithful blonde bombshell, and he ends up being invisible to everyone around him because he's such a nice guy and doesn't want to make a fuss or ruffle any feathers. Non-believers seem to have a lot in common with him. Did you know that, according to Wikipedia, the number of atheists and agnostics in the United States sits at around 4% of the population? A rather low number, all things considered. But when you add in people who identify as nothing in particular, and all other varieties of non-religious people, then suddenly, that number is closer to 21% of the population. And that's significant. In fact, that's more than any other religion in the United States, except Protestantism. And it's not just in the United States. In Europe, the number of non-believers sits at 18% overall. But some individual countries in the European Union have a much higher percentage. 40% of French people identify themselves as non-religious, 30% in the Netherlands, and 27% in Germany. But just like in the United States, they are scattered among so many different varieties of non-believers, they end up being like Mr. Cellophane. You can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. Let's look at some of the reasons why this is so. First of all, as I have already pointed out, non-believers are splintered into all kinds of different groups. Atheists, agnostic, non-believers, non-religious, humanist, secularist, brights, freethinkers, skeptics, secular humanists, and the infamous nuns, as in nothing in particular or none of the above when filling out a form. Second, as a group, I don't believe that non-religious people tend toward being fanatical about their chosen way of being. Yes, there have been and are some very vocal spokesmen for atheism. Christopher Hitchens, Richard Dawkins, Bill Maher, Daniel Dennett, and Sam Harris come to mind. People like them have done much of the heavy lifting to get us where we are today, and we owe them a great debt of thanks for their passion and hard work in bringing atheism out of the background and into the mainstream. But I also believe that as a group, we kind of like to blend into the shadows. I don't think that being a non-believer is something people talk about all the time, unlike someone who is, say, an evangelical Christian, or of a certain political party, or maybe a vegan. This puts us at a disadvantage when it comes to being recognized and heard in the public forum. Third, and most important, I feel that a lot of non-religious people don't really want to come out of the closet about their lack of belief. There is a lovely hassle-free zone that exists by simply saying that you're a failed Catholic, or you're a C&E Protestant. The C&E stands for only on Christmas and Easter. Or you're a lazy Lutheran. People understand a lack of motivation or laziness on a Sunday morning much easier than they can get their head around the idea that somebody does not actually believe in God at all. And I don't think non-believers want a big debate with a person of faith, especially if it's a close friend or family member. It's so much easier to just be Mr. Cellophane. No hassle, no fuss, no conflict, no problem. Non-believers may even attend the odd church service with family or friends just to keep up the charade and to avoid any confrontation. I know about this one because I've actually done it. But now, let's imagine a world where most non-religious people might come out of the shadows and join together under one single banner, where they would be free to identify as non-religious without fear of alienation, persecution, or hassle, where their ideas and worldviews would be valued and used to help shape modern society, both in the public arena and in government, where the sizable portion of the population that is not religious would be heard and taken seriously. Now, I'm not saying that reasonable should be that single banner, but then again, why not reasonable? Something simple, elegant, and logical. Who knows? But I do know that a world where all people are respected, listened to, and are given a say in how we all live our lives, regardless of whether they believe in a God or not, well, that sounds reasonable to me. Thank you for listening. Sounds Reasonable to Me is an IamReasonable.com production. IamReasonable.com, working for a more reasonable tomorrow.